Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-53, JW and TG LLC.
It's an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Nanticoke Hundred, Sussex County, dividing 14.03 acres into 12 lots, located west of Route 524, 1.14 miles south of Route 46. On this application, it was reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, the TAC report of March 27th, 2007 will be made a part of the record. On September 25th of 2007, we received comments from Mr. Robertson. He reviewed the deed restrictions. When the application was submitted, there was a preliminary soil feasibility study conducted, but we have not received any letters from DENREC supporting that feasibility statement yet. Okay. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. And anyone here representing this application?
Chuck Adams with Adams Kemp Associates in Georgetown, Delaware. We represent Mark Wolf here tonight. What we're proposing.
Adams, excuse me, just a matter of procedure, I have to ask you to state your qualifications.
Professional land surveyor.
Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead.
We have a small subdivision proposal consisting of 12 lots, of which one is a recorded lot number one as it exists now. During the time that he was preparing the surveying for the preliminary, he cut out a approximately 1 acre lot and went through DLDOT for the approvals for that 1 acre lot. That lot being right here. The topography lent itself to an interior road with a wetland. In the interior part of the property that adjoined a ditch that surrounds the property.
Being a wetland and a ditch that surrounds the property for drainage. It's not an attached ditch association. The wetlands were mapped and we created the property lines to border on the wetland lines. As depicted on the plan. The feasibility study was done, and we do have a copy. You'll find it in a minute, and we'll get that to you. We do have the feasibility study here.
Brilliant.
It was issued by Division of Water Resources. We'll get a copy to you. We would like to exclude the lot number one from the subdivision as a standalone lot. It wouldn't be part of the Homeowners Association, and it would consist of the balance of the lots as you see them. That's all I have.
Is there 13 lots or 12?
There's.
You asked for 12. The numbering system just goes from 2 to 13. Okay.
That's right.
Just to clarify.
All right, sir. Thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions. We'll start with Mr. Gordy.
So you say the ditch on the property is not a tax ditch?
That's right.
And is there any lot lines? You say there's no lot lines within the wetlands?
No. No.
And individual wells and septic?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And are these all 3/4 acres or more?
Yes.
What type of homes are you proposing the deed restriction? I mean, is there modulars or?
I'm going to ask Mr. Wolf to state as to the homes.
Yes. My name is Mark Wolf. I'm, I guess, an associate with JWNTG LLC. We plan to do modular homes anywhere from 1,200 to 1,600 square feet. And I have a copy of the deed restrictions that would follow.
I think you would hand them up to.
They were filed.
They filed? Yeah. Were they filed? Okay. We've got it. We will need the septic feasibility, though. Do you have that with you by any chance?
I think he has it here. He's going to.
Okay.
There's a sheet in there with it.
Okay. All right.
You said modular. Are you talking about modular stick built type construction, or are you talking about modular mobile?
No, modular stick built, pro built homes, 2x6 walls and 3/4 inch tongue and groove floors.
Not mobile, okay. Just want to clarify.
All right, sir. Thank you.
I don't have any questions right now.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a couple. Mr. Adams, concerning the wetlands, again, I understand you said that none of the wetlands are in any of the lot lines. Are you providing any additional buffers from those wetlands?
Yes, we indicate a buffer between the drainage swale that furnishes stormwater management for the site, and there is a buffer between the swale and the wetlands.
And approximately how much is that buffer?
Approximately 20 feet. 20 feet.
A 20-foot buffer. Okay. And what about the forested buffer strip along the exterior of the project?
There's a small agricultural field to the northeast. There's a small forested buffer provided on those two lots.
And how wide is that buffer?
For a 30-foot.
30-foot buffer?
Preservation buffer.
Okay.
And a 50-foot setback for agriculture purposes. So it would be 20 or 30 plus the 20.
And going back to the wetlands, what was the basis behind a 20-foot buffer from the wetlands versus DENREC usually likes 100, commission usually settles for 50.
The property lines for lot 8 and 9 actually border on the wetlands themselves, just as we've done in the past, where they would butt right up to the wetlands line, and the courses and distances of the wetlands would equal the property line. Where we have the wetlands, we just felt it's a small swale that's going to run along the northerly line of lot 10, and it would be buffered out from the wetlands at about 20 feet. So that whole area between lot 10 and the back ends of 8 and 9 would be a combination of low area with wetlands and drainage facilities, sort of a combination.
I know, Mr. Adams, from the perspective of the commission, we typically have preferred a 50-foot buffer for a couple reasons. One, not just only the impact on the wetlands themselves, but also to give a further delineation from those wetlands so that there's not a potential encroachment by the lot owner onto those wetlands. Given the the minimum buffer you're offering, how can that be denoted to the lot owner so that they do not encroach upon those wetlands?
Well, they would have to cross the swale that drains the road to get to, and then another 20 feet to get to the wetlands. We felt like that was sufficient to protect those wetlands. We also will be creating additional low-lying wet type lands in the southwesterly portion that you see the stormwater management area. So we will be creating more.
Could you point out the stormwater management plan for me, please?
So here's the wetlands, and then here's the service to the other stormwater areas that would border the southwesterly side of the property. So instead of just this being the wetlands, basically all of this will be wetlands.
Me, Mr. Adams, would you turn that board a little bit? I didn't realize there were people here that had an interest in it. There we go. Good, thanks. Anyone else that would like to get up quietly and move around so that you can see the board, please feel free to do so. You can go right up there, sir. You can get right on top of it if you want to.
And is the design of this development, is it providing for access for maintenance of those ditches? And how would they access those ditches for routine maintenance?
It will be from...
kind of crowded up there now, sorry.
Mm-hmm. A combination of the north side of Lot 10 and another area that would be provided between 12 and 13.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Burton.
Just to follow up on Mr. Johnson's question, do you have a buffer on the one side of the wetlands on the stormwater management, but no buffer on the other?
Well, typically the last several subdivisions, I mean, usually the buffer is on the back, or the wetlands are on the rear of the properties. So you've always indicated that you would like no lot to enter into a wetland. So that's what we've done in most cases, is stopped every lot at the wetland line. That's what we've done here. We've stopped the lots at the wetland line on that northerly side where we didn't need any drainage features.
The blue line that runs up the stormwater management and up to the road.
That would be a drainage feature that would be constructed.
Okay, and you're calling that a buffer?
Excuse me?
And you're calling that the 20-foot buffer?
Between that and the wetlands would be the buffer.
And then, but there's no buffer on the other side on lots.
No buffer. I mean, a buffer could be, there will be a 20-foot building setback. We could add a buffer as a limited on the restrictions and on this plan to indicate that rear setback of 20 feet would be a permanent buffer that on the final plan, if you so direct, we certainly would do that.
No further questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
Charlie, on the Natural Resource Conservation Area, the adjoining land that's owned by Hugh Waters, part of that's agriculture, and you don't have a 30-foot buffer shown on that.
We added the buffer on this plan. No.
We don't have it on this one.
In response to tax problem. Mm-hmm. Does anything change on the plan that you've got on the board compared to what we have in the file?
It shows the buffer, the 30-foot buffer.
Yeah, right. That's the only change in the layout and other the plans.
It's the buffer.
Yeah.
Other questions?
That it? Okay. All right. Council?
No, that was Mr. Evan and I were talking about the same thing.
All right, sir. Well, we...
This is a copy for our record. Okay. Mr. Adams has submitted a May 15, 2006 preliminary subdivision feasibility study. Let's see. Based on the findings to date, the department believes a proposed Wolf Point subdivision would be feasible under the current criteria cited in the regulations governing design, installation, operation of on-site wastewater treatment and disposal system dated 1/4/1985 as revised on April 11th of 05. And that's signed by John G. Hayes, Jr.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Is this for our copy?
Okay.
Pass that down to Shane, please.
Mr. Chairman, if I may ask
sure.
a question just for the record for Mr. Kemp, if you could, so it's in the record in the minutes, what's the date of that site plan, the one that has the change on it?
It's July 14th.
That's the day of that revision?
That's the original date of the plan you have.
Okay.
We just added the...
Okay.
So when we finish this evening, you'll let us have a copy of that?
Yes.
For our record. Thank you.
Thanks.
Mr. Adams, when you do that, you make a change, if you would note the revision on the drawing and then get copies of the revised drawing to us, because this is a recurring problem that we have, is that you guys will come in with drawings and displays that don't match the stuff we're looking at, and a lot of times the stuff we're looking at is the stuff we've been studying, and it just better for us if we have the if we've got plans, so in the future.
It also helps if the revision is noted so we know what the revision is.
Yeah.
We had that problem too.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, we thank you. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-53 JW and TG LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-53? Yes, sir. Step right up and give us your name, and you may have the floor.
My name is Gerald Walton. I live adjacent to that property, and it's not so much it's more of a concern of mine.
Okay.
I'm worried about my land flooding additionally with all the construction going on there. That ditch that borders our property does flood regularly in heavy rains. I'm just worried about, how is that going to adversely affect my land?
Okay.
Along with the people that are buying those properties, I'm also concerned about trespassing. Whether or not that's to be brought up here, I don't know, but...
Anything you're concerned about? Not that we can address them all, but we're certainly be willing to listen.
That, but...
Yeah.
It is a concern of mine.
We'll find out about the ditch in a minute.
I moved to the country to be in the country. If I wanted to live next to a town, I would have moved there.
I understand.
Was yesterday a good example of flooding?
Pardon me?
Was yesterday a good example of flooding on your property?
Because of the rain? Yeah, I got a little bit of flooding yesterday, yes. And I've had it a lot worse than yesterday. And, all those new houses and roads and going in, it'd be hard for me to believe this is not going to make it worse.
All right, sir.
I'm Doris Fields. I'm same property. The culvert that goes under the road on German Road is pretty much basically clogged.
Mm-hmm.
So every time there's a lot of rain, Mr. West's property floods, our property floods. And that property back there that they're talking about developing is very wet most of the time, even in dry conditions.
Okay.
And with them putting the wastewater treatment right along that ditch, that's asking for trouble, in my opinion.
Okay. We'll find out about that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, sir.
All right, sir.
One thing they might find is that when they go through the conservation district and trying to resolve the stormwater and drainage problems on site, that the design of the system may correct some of their problems.
Well, that's going to give Mr. Adams the opportunity to respond to what these folks are saying, because it would be important to me if I lived next door. So tell us if you would, why this isn't going to hurt these people.
The stormwater area will be a storage facility.
Tell me, not them. You got to face me. Sorry, it's the rules. I didn't write them.
The stormwater area will be designed to meet the 2-10-year storm. We usually design to a 100-year storm, or get as close as we possibly can to it. so that the water comes from the interior part of the subdivision will not hit that ditch until after a 10-year storm to 25-year storm. If we can do it, we do it to a 100-year storm, if it's possible. We would like to state that in the restrictions, I would like to see, I'm not sure if they're in there, protection of the wooded property that isn't part of the house, driveway, and septic area. If they're held in place as much as possible through restrictions, and these homeowners know it when they go in, that they can protect the runoff further from this property to protect the adjoining portions of these neighbors. They will get a buffer area between the lots and their property by just by the fact of this stormwater facility there. That's some feature. They will not. I can't see people crossing over that stormwater facility to get onto their property. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I think your client has something to say.
We're actually taking almost 2 acres and making it, it's called the swim area on there. Mm-hmm. And this swim area, once it's designed and dug out, there will be no standing water on this property anywhere. That's why it's being designed that way. It'll drain that property to the area. Right now, how it sits, I've been on the lots. You know, it's some areas are low, some areas are high. So the water gathers to the center area, and it does flood out there. The reason is because there's no stormwater control management anywhere on any of the properties next door, across the street, anywhere. This will actually add something to the properties next to it. If they have runoff that goes onto this property, it'll go into our swim area. So it's bettering the property by far.
Okay. Is there any plan to clean out the ditch that's there or to blow out that culvert that's plugged up?
I think the culvert's not on our property. I think it runs... Yeah, it's down from our property and straight. It's state controlled, and I can't really know what they're going to do with that.
I think they can require you to clean it out, though, can't they?
I don't
think we can, but I think they can.
It can be. They could work with the adjacent property to clean it out. And certainly, they could work it between the two neighbors, possibly to clean it out up to this point. And then.
Yeah, okay. All right, just asking. That point's well taken. Appreciate it.
Just to clarify what Mr. Wolf said, they referred to the swim area as actually an abbreviation for stormwater management area.
There'd be no swimming.
No swimming.
No swimming. Stormwater, stormwater management.
You mean that's not an amenity?
No. Won't be any swimming in there. Nothing least, not any. No people swimming in there. Muskrat, maybe.
I have a question.
Yes, sir. What's your question?
I have a question for, the applicant. That would be, if you're required to put up to observe sediment and silt fencing through the Sussex Conservation District, would you be prepared to state on the record that once that stormwater or silt fence, you know, after the project is complete, and that fence is no longer needed, you prepared to take that up and take it out of the site?
Yes, and actually we plan on putting, he did not say this on this because I guess he's not the one developing it, but around the swim area, we're going to hedge the whole area as a buffer zone. Mm-hmm. And it makes a big difference, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
the silt fencing will be removed when it's not needed anymore? And
absolutely.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, does anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend. Usually we only allow one trip to a customer, but since you were so nice, we'll let you.
Setting a dangerous precedent.
I'm always too nice to the ladies.
Well,
I know.
I'm confused about the so-called swim area. If you're going to dig that out so all the water is going to run there, where's the wetland going to go? It won't drain the water from the wetland.
Well, the
because there's an awful lot of wildlife in there.
Yeah.
Well, they can't disturb the wetlands.
No, they cannot touch the wetland.
It will actually probably enhance the wetlands because it'll create more area for the water to stand.
So it would be silt fenced along the wetland lines on both sides.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
All righty. As I was saying, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision or you may call the office in the morning.